Okay, so welcome to this deep dive, you guys. We're tackling something today that it sounds like something out of like a Brothers Grimm story or one of those like really dark folk tales, but it seems like it actually happened.
Wow.
This was in Ohio in 1978, 1978.
Okay.
And we've pulled together information on this from a bunch of different sources. We've got like just a straightforward telling of the events themselves, and then there's this Instagram account, Inspector Story. I don't know if you've ever seen those guys, but
I know.
they find like the funny, the dark humor in these kinds of strange stories. And then there's like even a fictional narrative analysis of this whole thing.
Oh, interesting.
So what we're looking at is this just incredible story of a woman who basically married her boyfriend after he died.
Oh my gosh.
So yeah, so get ready because there's some twists and turns here that you are not going to expect, and we're going to be talking about just some really powerful human responses and maybe looking at just like the limits of what like individual belief can do.
That's fascinating. I mean, when you hear a story like that, it really does make you question some things.
Yeah.
Like, how do we as people grieve, and what's, what's normal? What are the boundaries of what's acceptable? When you first hear something like this, it's shocking.
Yeah, you don't know what to think. So, okay, let's lay out the scene here. Small town Ohio, 1978. You've got Linda Smith, and she is totally in love with her boyfriend Layleaf, and they're planning their wedding, and they're excited for the future, all the usual stuff. Just a kind of a typical sweet love
Right,
story.
it sounds like the beginning of a very typical love story.
Exactly, and then just tragedy. Only weeks before the wedding is supposed to happen, Layleaf dies in a car accident.
Oh, wow.
I mean, just imagine just the utter devastation for Linda. I mean,
Yeah.
this was her person.
Yeah, and I mean, especially when you're looking forward to a future together and to have that ripped away from you so abruptly and unexpectedly. I mean, just the emotional toll that that takes is just immense. It's an earthquake of emotions.
Yeah, absolutely. And here's where the story just takes this really sharp turn. Linda, totally overcome with grief, and she's helped by her two brothers exhumed Layleaf's body.
What?
Yeah, and then on top of that, she tells everybody in the town that she's still going to marry him.
Oh my
I
goodness.
mean, can you imagine the reaction in this small town?
I mean, talk about turning expectations on their head. I mean, first you have this exhumation, which is already so outside the norm of what we do when someone passes away.
Yeah.
And then to say that you're going to marry them, it's like she's completely disconnected from what society expects you to do when it comes to death. You have to wonder what was going on with her. I mean, how intense was her grief that she would even think to do this?
Yeah, I mean, it just makes you think about the psychological state that she must have been in.
It really does.
And it doesn't stop there. She has a wedding party.
No way.
She invites people, they dress in white, just like a traditional wedding,
Oh my.
but with a really big
Yeah, I
difference.
mean, the groom's deceased.
Yeah. Layliff is there in a suit, but obviously not in the way you would expect at a wedding.
It's almost a contradiction in terms, right? A wedding is
Wow.
supposed to be about life and new beginnings, and this is, death, the end of life. It's just a really disturbing image to think about the white dress and the ceremony, and then, a corpse. It's just the opposite of what a wedding should be.
Disturbing is a good word for it, but the thing that really makes this story so memorable and so strange is this detail. Linda didn't plan on reburying Layleaf after the wedding. She actually thought they would live together.
What?
Yeah, she had this idea that they would start their married life with Layleaf's body in her
Oh
house,
my
kept
God.
in a refrigerator.
Wow.
And she even, thought about taking him out for walks.
So at this point, the town must have been thinking she's lost her mind, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think they went from confused to just like, she's crazy.
Yeah, and I mean, it's understandable, right? We all want to hold on to the people we've lost, but this is taking it to such an extreme. To live with a dead body, to try to incorporate that into your everyday life, it's so different from how we're supposed to think about death and saying goodbye and remembering. It's like she couldn't accept that he was really gone.
It's like she was trying to rewrite reality or something. But hold on to your hats, because the story gets even weirder. About 11 months after this unusual wedding, Linda is pregnant.
Oh, wow. Well, I mean that brings up some really awkward questions about who the father could be, right?
Yeah, I mean, we don't have to get into the details, but the timing and Layleaf's condition make it pretty clear what happened. And this is where it gets really, really confusing. I mean, there are just so many questions that we don't have answers to. This is where it feels like, we got to put on those Inspector Story hats. or maybe even try to think like Mulder and Scully. What are some of the out there theories, the crazy ideas that could even start to explain what Linda was thinking and what she was going through and just how strange this whole thing is? I can practically hear the Inspector Story guys making a joke about, like, you know, taking Cold Feet to a whole new level.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, if you're looking at it from a psychological perspective, you could say that she was in such deep denial about Lee Leaf's death that she just couldn't process it at all, and her sense of reality just completely broke down. And then you add the pregnancy on top of that 11 months later. I mean, was she trying to bring back what she had lost or replace him somehow? Or was there something else going on in her life that we don't know about? It's so far outside of how we usually understand grief and human behavior in these kinds of situations. Maybe there was something else going on with her mentally, even before this happened, that made her react to grief in this way.
That's an interesting thought. You know, it makes me think about that fictional narrative analysis we mentioned. Even though this actually happened, what if we pretend it's a story?
Right.
What are the big themes here? What does Layleaf's body in the refrigerator mean?
Right. Well, the first things that come to mind are, you know, grief, just overwhelming grief. And then all the ways we have in society for dealing with death and mourning. And then you can even see it as this act of rebellion against the way things are supposed to be. And Layleaf's body being preserved like that, it could be like she's refusing to let go of the past, or she just can't accept that things have changed, or maybe it's this desperate attempt to control something that you can't control, you know, death. And the refrigerator becomes this symbol of trying to stop time, to keep things from changing and holding on to what she's lost. And the pregnancy could mean all sorts of things too. It could be about life continuing even when there's death, or a messed up kind of hope, or even, you know, her mind trying to put itself back together, but in this really distorted way.
It's really amazing how just looking at it from a different angle like that can bring out all these different meanings. So, okay, yeah. Knowing all this and knowing that we don't have all the information and this is just such a unique, bizarre situation, what can we even begin to conclude about Linda and what she did and this whole crazy story? Let's try to come up with some theories and conclusions, and maybe, you know, we can throw in a little bit of that Inspector Store dark humor along the way.
Okay, well, one theory, this might be a bit out there, is that Linda created this whole other reality in her mind where Layleaf dying wasn't the end of their relationship, but just, you know, a change to a different way of being together.
Oh, wow.
And her actions, I mean, as disturbing as they are to us, might have made sense in that reality that she was living in. And the pregnancy could either fit into that, or like we were saying before, maybe it was something separate that just got all mixed up with her already really strange circumstances. And I could just hear the Inspector Story guy saying something like, you know, she really took till death do us part. Seriously.
Right. It's like this extreme commitment, even though it's completely misguided. It's almost like, wow, you know. What if she really believed that this was the only way she could keep living her life with Lay? I mean, what could have happened in the long run if she had kept believing this? Could she have kept it up?
That's a really unsettling thought. If she was that sure about it, it makes you think about what reality even means, yeah. Especially how she saw things. To keep something like that going for a long time would probably mean becoming more and more cut off from everyone else because they obviously saw her as, you know, not normal.
Yeah.
And just practically speaking, trying to have a relationship with a dead person just isn't possible. It's like a recipe for just more mental problems and being totally alone.
Right, right. So to sum up this just wild and disturbing story from Ohio, we've got Linda who's dealing with this just horrible loss, and she does the unthinkable. She digs up her dead fiance. She marries him in this whole ceremony, and she wants to build a life with his body, keeping him in the fridge and taking him for walks. And then almost a year later, she gets pregnant. It's just so many questions that we just don't have the answers to.
Yeah, and even though it's so strange, it's a story that sticks with you. It makes you think about all the different ways people deal with grief and loss and how complicated it can be. And it shows how different our inner worlds can be from what society says is normal.
Exactly. And so here's something to think about. What does Linda's story, this weird and kind of scary story, tell us about how much humans can love and grieve, and maybe about how our minds can create their own realities when we can't face what's really happening? Let that sit with you for a bit and maybe think about your own reactions and what you make of it all. And until we meet again to take another deep dive into the unexpected, keep those minds open.